Blog Talk Radio.
Mic check 1 2 1 2.
Trust in
God. He's
a man. Think twice. Why would I put my trust in him? He can't give life. He breathe the same air as me. Heart cold as ice. He's the real. Here's the deal. I own it. Right.
Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Don't get caught up in the mix, Satan's full of dirty tricks. But I'm picking up some bricks and throwing them right at him. Watch him scatter, duck dodge, mess up his data. It really do matter about our only hope, King, Lord, Savior. He makes the defeated foe change all of his evil behavior. Oh yeah, you best believe I'm calling you out. And at the same time, I'm gonna shout about our only hope. Can you cope, man? I've been broke plans, didn't have him. I was trying to do my own thing, and then he came alive in my life. Show me he really paid the price. Are we gonna stand and be sons of God or hide like mice? Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. A black man, the president, is it a godsend? If it is, I know one thing, we really at the end of bad ways. We were treated, even now, still is. Just years ago, there was even war between our kids. Genesis, don't you forget, who are you playing with? You really didn't think, but the Lord saw all of it. He told his friend Abraham that he had his back, and after harsh bondage and oppression, he did prove that. Don't get mad at us, it's bigger than me and you. It's our time to shine, he brought us through. Respect this dude, there's got to be more than what they offer in this life. You heard about that book that cut sharper than a two-edged knife? Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Father, keep me and let your will be done on earth. You got kindness, mercy, and grace that frees us from the curse. We go through a lot as a people, not talking about the human race. Black folks, yes, the black male gets no mercy with this case. Conspiracy, not studying the traps they set for me. Isaiah lets me know, no weapon gon' work, you see. Lord help me, reach with the one and only hope. You are always with us, even when it hung us from a rope. Lord, let your kingdom come, Lord, let your will be done. We will continue to follow you until you come. Faith and trust in mankind is not the change we need. I'm gonna sit and watch with Jesus, cause this world is full of greed. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
What you know about that? Real talk, we can sit and have a dialogue. If you're scared of the stakes, better go ahead and shake. Get it straight, shout mope, finna fight them all. And I scared of your whole crew. Peep game, I'ma tell you what we gon' do. We headed straight for the block with a sling and a rock. Let's rock, better stop and you gon' lose. It's Christ on me every day. Say tricked you and slipped you to fade away. Now we house you with shame, said God don't love you and convince you to stay away. But it's false and it's not true. You messed up and it sucks, but that's not you. See half y'all couldn't walk, get in my shoes. I know it's hard for you to stand up, but you got two. You got babies and they watch it. Gotta get involved, don't try to play me like a momish. See me at the mall, we on a crate. Got it honest, kicking knowledge of the Christ in his return, bro, I promise. Sammy on his way out of stadium, up in college. And I pray doing great and everything he would accomplish. But if his name is written in the book, he got a promise. So I stop him, let him know that everything can be abolished.
Little homie, is my mic up?
For redemption, the senses, they tell me they don't like that. They go to war with the king, no sword, bing, bing. They'll see when the empire strike back. It's no joke when the script said, you're 4-4 with a big cat. Send me out of scope, got a fiction. I still be on the boat, I ain't fishing. Listen, death don't mean nothing to a Christian. Death, I die every day, bruh. Turn my mic up, we live every day, bruh. No mere man decides when he takes us. Break, put in work to fly to my maker. And that's the strength of a true saint. Christ is king, don't care about what you say. Most disregard truth for the true sake. Till the sky crack, they retract, but it's too late.
Mic check 1212. What's cracking? And how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I'm your homie, Oasis, aka Joshua. All right. Today's topic, this child. This child. Yeah, y'all try to abort all these babies, but this child right here, yes, sir. This child, hashtag the government is on his shoulders. Yeah, this child right here, yeah, the government is on his shoulders. Yeah, he holds the government on his shoulders. This child's government and peace shall increase and not end. Oh, I like that. Yeah, scratch the record and read that again. That's on the description. Hold on. Hold on, I like that. Read it again. Yeah, this child right here, this child holds the government on his shoulders. He's the Lord. We do things his way. You know what I'm talking about? This child's government and peace, his government and peace shall increase and not end. This government that you go vote for and all that, they tell you all these lies and all this stuff like that, that's ending. But this government right here that's on this child's shoulder, his government and peace, of his government and peace, it shall increase and not end. Humans better recognize this child, the King, the God, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Better recognize this child. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you and much love. We do appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Remember this, tune in live or from the archives. All right? Live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. We go live. All right? You can also catch us in the archives. Yeah, they are ready for you to listen to at any time. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. pick an episode or a few. Yeah, pick an episode or a few and tune in, man. You know what I'm talking about? Remember, hear and do what God, our Father, tells you in Jesus' name. Amen. We were made for his glory. Remember that. We were made for his glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you for making us, and thank you for making us for your glory. Thank you for reminding us that we are made for your glory. Thank you for training us and leading us and guiding us into your kingdom and doing things your way so that we can glorify you, Father. You just continue to have your way. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, Father, on earth as well as in our lives, Father, as it is in heaven. Yes, we decrease so that you can increase in us. Let us feed our spirits. Yeah, let us feed our spirits and start starving this flesh and this desires, because we are truly here, Father, and we want to please you. So your will be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in. Pray a special blessing over them. Pray for protection over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatever need that they have, you need it. And whatever we need to do for you, to please you, let us do that in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your scriptures and the understanding of them. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When the Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Over here, we pray. You know what I'm talking about? We worship and praise. We get into that in a few. All right? We get them scriptures on deck over here, yeah, so we can feed our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So, yeah, we definitely got them scriptures on deck. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, we do record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. And we also record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. with topics from the all-knowing one, like today, this child. This one right here, though, can't abort this one. All right. Yeah. Satan was trying to get rid of the Hebrew boys. He tried to get rid of the Hebrew boys when Moses was born. And this child, Moses, was that child in. Yeah, couldn't get rid of him. And he the one that God used. And then he tried to do it again, the devil. Through people now, try to get rid of the Hebrew boys again when Jesus, around the time Jesus was being born, but he couldn't get rid of this child. Yes, sir. Yeah, God always have a remnant, just like he let Moses escape and then brought Moses up in Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh was the one killing the Hebrew boys, and Moses was a Hebrew boy. But his mama and them spared his life and put him in a basket, sent him up the river. You know what I'm saying? And then Pharaoh's daughter found him. And that's how God did that thing. And then when Jesus was born, the decree went out to kill all the baby boys again. All this is in your Bible, okay? Yeah. Kill the Hebrew boys again. You know what I'm saying? First of all, the first one they did with Moses, they told the midwives or the nurses, well, midwives, right? They told them to, if it's a girl, a Hebrew girl, let the girl live. But if it's a Hebrew boy, kill the boy. And that's some evil because they telling somebody else to do what they want them to do, but they trying to keep their hands clean. But God tells them that you ain't getting away with nothing. Telling them that now, too. You are not getting away with anything. If God see your heart, uh-oh. Yes, sir, you're getting judged on your heart. What's in your heart? Forget your wallet. What's in your heart? All right, so speed back up, jump back over here when Jesus was born, man. And I believe that was Herod trying to get rid of all the Hebrew boys again, trying to stop this child in particular, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, God's plan cannot, will not be stopped by man or Satan. Yeah, God's plan ain't going to be stopped by nobody or nothing. This plan ain't going to be stopped by anybody or anyone. Now, his plan will not be stopped by anyone. Mm-hmm. So he delivered the whole world through Jesus. And he said, take that, Satan. Yes, sir. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. Over here, we're transparent. We're authentic. I ain't never claiming to be got it all right. You know, I'm perfect. Nah, I ain't never claiming that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be blameless, and if God marked me down as perfect to him, okay, that's him. But I ain't calling myself. I'm not calling myself perfect over here. I'm telling you, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. So, yeah, we are transparent. We are authentic over here. This is not Christianity over here either. This is hearers and doers of the word of God. Yeah, we follow Jesus the Christ, the definition of Christians, which a lot of Christians don't do. But I got that in the archives already. So today we're going to focus on this child. Name Jesus. Yes, sir. All right. So yeah, man, let's get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah. Get your mind on God. Express from your heart how good he is. Remember how good he has been. You know what I'm saying? What he has done for you this last month, this last week, this last night. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. And express your gratitude or your thankfulness for his gratefulness. I'm talking about his great works that he does in our lives. He's in every breath that we breathe. Just to give you a reminder. All right, so let's worship God, our Father. In the spirit and in the truth, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We're about to worship together right now. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate you tuning in. And today's topic, this child. Hashtag the government. The whole government, yeah, the real one, is on his shoulders. You know what I'm talking about? And he don't stay a child either. So this Christmas, don't be turning Jesus back into a baby. Yes, sir, I said it. Right before worship, too. Let's go, though. When hip-hop meets the Christ.
Yes, can I get everybody to swing their hands like this? Simple groove. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the Spirit move you.
Let the something like this.
Hello. Hey, John. Alright, what's going on? Oh, yeah. Philippians 4:13. Through Christ, I can do all things. What's up? You having a bad day?
With power.
him now. How great, how awesome is he? And together we sing.
Holy is the Lord God.
Like that? I thought you would. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, that's how we worship and praise God, our Father, together. You know what I'm about? In the spirit and in the truth. That right? Yeah, we praise Him. We worship Him. God is always good. You know what I'm saying? We just express that to Him, emptying ourselves out to thank Him, excuse me, give Him this glory. And now He's about to fill us up. You know what I'm talking about? It's about time for us to eat. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all ready to eat? Yes, sir. About time for us to feed our spirits and feed our faith. But before we do that, remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702 to call in. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak. All right? I'll go ahead and put the old number out there, the OG number. In case it still works, I don't know, but it's still up here on this switchboard. So 714-202-9959. That's the OG number. 714-202-9959. In case that other one don't work, but the updated number, 563-999-3702. Appreciate everybody tuning in, all right? Good news. Aren't you ready for some good news? Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news, chaos, and confusion in the world? Well, tune in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Good news letter. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. How about that? The When Hip Hop Meets the Christ good news letter. You know what I'm talking about? Get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Yeah. On the 15th of the month, full of God's anointing, full of God's encouragement, full of God Himself, that right, and full of His power. What you talking about? Yeah, the good news letter. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Good news letter. That's what I'm talking about. All right? Also, the gospel album and the audio book of Look to Me by Oasis are available as well. Interested in these things? Contact whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. All right, whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Let me know if you're ready for the newsletter, if you want more information on the gospel album. Yeah, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hip hop album, that right. And the audiobook of Look to Me. All right, for sure with it. Again, contact whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. So, yeah. Now, we're getting ready for the knock 'em down segment of the broadcast. But Joshua's wall. Yeah, Joshua. God used Joshua to go up in that promised land, lead the people into the promised land, and he had to march around the wall. Him and the people had to march around the wall for a whole week. You know, on the 7th day, they did it 7 days, and then God knocked the wall down because the people over there, who was a part of the town that was using the wall, they was depending on their wall for their protection, but it didn't work. Somebody said it didn't work. It must have marched around the whole city or something, man. The city, you know, protected by the wall, but the wall, God knocked the wall down because, you know, the people was obedient to God. Joshua responded back to God very well, and the people under Joshua's leadership responded back to God very well too. So we're going to knock them walls down. Yeah, God versus any issue that you have. Think about it. You got any issues? Any problem that you got? Any concern? You got any concern? Yeah, any issue, any problem, any concern of us humans, if you give it to God, he'll give you victory. All right. This is also the thin skin and itching ears chance to either leave or stay in here, repent, and get this Jesus with us. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is your chance. If you thin skin, easily offended, why he saying that? The word of God ain't playing with us. Yeah, so ain't no why he said it. You better understand, ask God why he say that. But this is God's word. We don't compromise with that, not over here, when hip-hop meets the Christ. So thin skin, easily offended, you, hey, get right or you about to get left. All right, itching ears, being nosy, just want to tune in to see or come in here to steal and all that stuff like God don't see you. Yeah, this is your chance to either leave or repent too. Let me play my theme music right quick. Hold on, y'all.
Hey!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo.
Well, well, well. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Issues of life. God versus the issues of life. My issue is I really don't have one today. Except for I'm still hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And how are we going to get that hungering and thirsting taken care of by his word? Y'all ready for it? Yeah, you hungry yet? Ready to eat? We ready to eat. Yes, sir. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into the scriptures for today then. You know what I'm talking about? Pull your Bible out, your Bible app, or however you get to eat the word these days. I hope you're getting it, all right? And I pray you're getting it, and I pray you start getting it if you ain't. But we're going to go to Isaiah chapter number 9 right now, so we can go ahead and get it then. Isaiah chapter number 9. We'll start off over here with these two. This child. This one right here, though. Mm-hmm. Let's abort this one. Let's abort that one. Instead of stopping from the root. It's two beds. You can stop it in the first bed before you get to the second bed with the operation. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. Isaiah. Yeah, this child. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. Isaiah chapter 9. All right, Isaiah chapter number 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born." Not unto God. Notice, unto us. Who is us? Whoever reading this, whoever hearing this, whoever receiving it. For unto us a child is born. Really, all humans. For unto us a child is born unto us. That's why Jesus is a gift, or more like the gift from God to all humans, every human. That's living now, that will live, that has lived, yeah. For unto us a child is born. God loved the world so much that he gave this child. For unto us a child is born. He gave this child unto us. Yeah, we got stuck at the first verse, the first sentence. And it's cool because I like that. There's some more in here too. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, yes, sir, not that government over there.
Mm-hmm.
Say one thing and do something else. Not that one, but the government. Yeah, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, his name, Jesus, shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called the Mighty God. Who, this child? His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. His name shall be called the Prince of Peace. This is what his name shall be called, and this is who he is. He is the Prince of Peace, this child. Yeah, this Jesus. He is the Everlasting Father. Who? This child. He is the Mighty God, I feel like preaching. Yeah, this child. He is the Counselor. Yeah, who? This child right here. And he is the Wonderful One. Who? This child. Verse 7, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, of the increase of his government. Bam. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's the burden to all that, all them governments, this world system and everything, y'all, worldly leaders. Yeah, being led by the world and your own this and your own that and Satan, but rejecting Jesus, yeah, we got you today. We got you today. And it's only because of this child. So verse 7 says, of the increase of his government. Not the decrease, the increase of his government and peace. Ain't going to stress you out, because this government, while it's decreasing, it's filling you up with stress now. But not this government, not the government that's on this child's shoulder. Yeah, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Wow. There shall be no end of the increase. Continuing to increase. Yeah. And continuing to increase with that peace too. And it's not going to end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. Through a new world order. Yeah, he going to order this one. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. They go close together. Because sometimes God use judgment right here and be talking about justice. Right here, he's talking about judgment and justice. Going to get it right and justice. They go together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not. Don't get fooled. With liberty and justice. They tried to fool us. But even then, when we was young children, we knew something was going on. But this one right here, to order it, his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth or from now on, even forever. Going to start right now with you and your life. And from now on, yeah, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It ain't even us that's doing it. It's his zeal, his energy. I tell you. We spell it I-N-N-E-R-G. Capital I, capital G. Yeah, energy, the inner God that's in you. I-N-N-E-R, inner, capital G. Yeah, energy. Another way to spell energy. Yeah, the best way to spell it. Because he's in every breath we breathe. So how dare we be talking about the E-N-E-R-G-Y? That energy. And not acknowledging the inner God that's in us already. The I-N-N-E-R, capital G. Energy, the inner God. Mm-hmm. What's in your heart? This child right here holds the government on his shoulder. This child right here is wonderful. This child right here is the Counselor. This child right here is the Mighty God. What? Yeah, the Mighty God. This child right here is the Everlasting Father. I told you, God is Jesus. Talking about the child being born and him being the Father too. Right there, the Everlasting Father. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. Yeah. This child right here is the Prince of Peace. And he'll keep you in perfect peace. How can he do that? Because he can do the impossible. We can't. Only with him. And it's all go back to him. He doing it. So yeah, man. This child right here crushes all religions. Yeah. Crushes all them legions. Religions. 4,200 plus religions. Religions. But every one of them believe in one devil. What? And all them different gods. Get out of here. There's only one God. And there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. There's only one. Yeah. And if you want, you know, the scripture on that, and I believe I said it spot on just then, yeah, about how there is only one God and one mediator between God and humans, the man, Jesus Christ. The man, Christ, Jesus. No, no, no. But that's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, if you want verse a scripture on that. But right now, go to your in your Bible with me to Revelation chapter 5. Let's get even deeper and more recognition of who this child right here is. Now the government is on his shoulders, okay, all right? This is why we call him Lord. Because that's who he is. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Revelation chapter 5, and I'm waiting for you. Revelation chapter number 5. We start in verse 1. About to find out more about this child. We talking about finding out, reading about, or have you. So Revelation chapter number 5, verse 1 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. We know the one that's sitting on the throne is God. So he got something in his right hand. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, so written in and out, and it was sealed with seven seals or seven locks. It's locked up. All right, verse 2 says, and I saw a strong angel. Angels are already strong, so this is an extra strong one because they had to point out that the angel was strong. They're already strong. So I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. He stressed. He with a loud voice. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof, so, yeah. Like he struggled with it and couldn't open it. So the angel said, now, with a loud voice, who in the world is worthy to open the book? Yeah, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals or to unlock it? All these seven locks. Verse 3 says that no man, no human, okay, we're going to the humans like we got all the answers right now. I don't care if they're expert or professional, whatever. Nah, still imperfect. We need to go to the one who is perfect. So no man, this is Revelation chapter 5, verse 3, and no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was worthy, was found worthy, no man. Yeah, when you can't look at man and you find no hope in man, yeah, you're supposed to look to God anyway. But you sure enough need to look to him when you see no man was found worthy to help you out your situation. Look, verse 4, and I wept much. I started crying. Yeah, this the man right? That's writing this. They say he started crying because no man was found worthy. The angel done yelled out. Who's found worthy? No man in heaven nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, even lost hope, because no man, we always looking to humans, huh, for human help. No human was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. We ain't worthy to look at this book right here in front of us that we getting this our faith from. We ain't worthy. But God in his mercy and grace somehow found us more of, I mean, of enough value and put us right here to let us see it. Yeah. We worthy of death, hell and destruction and doom. Right? But God, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, you in here preaching. Yes, sir. So I started crying as man. I wept much because no man was found worthy to open up and to read the book. They can't even read it. Man, can't even read it. Neither to look their own, just like you. Man, so why are we going to them for help instead of going to the helper, which is Jesus the Christ? Verse 5, Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, or don't cry. Stop crying. Dry your eyes and look at this. Behold, yeah, look, the lion, the who? The lion, the what? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah, the lion of Judah, the root of David. David ran at Goliath, right? All right, so he has prevailed. The lion has prevailed. I'm looking for a man, but a lion showed up. Uh-oh, yes, sir! And the lion didn't show up to kill me, but the lion showed up to help me. Yeah, help me overcome. Oh, my goodness. You're preaching, Holy Ghost. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. He showed up. He prevailed. Told you. Give your problems to God. Give your issues, your concerns to God. Humans, he'll give you victory. Look at the lion showing up. I'm crying because ain't no man. Then the elder said to me, hey, weep not. Watch this. The lion right there. Look. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose. He prevailed to open it. The angels couldn't do it. The strong angel couldn't do it. Humans couldn't do it. But the lion of the tribe of Judah did it. The root of David, he did it. He what? He prevailed. Yeah, he won. He overcame. He prevailed to open the book, open it, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And when you keep reading Revelation, you'll see Jesus start popping and breaking them locks off of the seal. And what started happening when he started breaking the seals, popping the locks? Yeah, the seven locks, the seven seals. Alright, and I believe that begins at Revelation chapter 6. You know what I'm saying? Where you can actually see for yourself. Alright, so Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 says, and behold, or it says, and I beheld, or I looked, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. Huh? I thought it was just a lion. Well, he's a lion. He handled business to prevail, and now he's the lamb. He's humble, just like that. Yes, sir. He's both the lamb and the lion. That's right. So, in the middle of the elders stood a lamb. In the middle of the four beasts, and in the middle of the throne stood a lamb as it had been slain. Humble. Headed down the cross. Still don't change that he's the Lord. He's the lion. Right? So, he's the lamb. He had been slain, having seven horns. Yeah, that one lamb. Seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. And each of those spirits is the Holy Spirit. Don't get it twisted. The spirit of truth, the seven spirits of God. The spirit of truth, regardless, spread out on these seven continents of humans. And one, humans don't even habitate or inhabit. Inhabit, what is it? Live on it? They don't even live on it now. But his spirit is on all seven continents. And it's still these seven spirits. Yeah, the one Holy Spirit of truth. So, seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Told you. Sent forth into all the earth. Don't have any excuse for not believing in Jesus Christ when his spirit is on, sent forth into all the earth, man. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Trying to feel sorry for folks and can't even get mad. We better get to knowing Jesus for ourselves and believing God and hearing what he's saying for ourselves. Let him send you back, because it's only him through us that draws others to us. Or to himself, I'm sorry. Not even to us. But it's him through us that draws others to himself. So, verse 7, Revelation chapter 5, still reading about this child. Yeah, he's saying he ain't no child no more. How about this lion? Yeah. This lamb. This Lord. This Savior. All right? So verse 7, Revelation chapter 5, this child, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. He the one. No angels. We don't worship angels. We don't pray to angels. No. No humans. We don't worship humans. We don't pray to humans. Nah. Okay? We worship and praise God, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit of truth through us exalts Jesus. Yeah. We praise, we worship God. All right? So Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 or the 24 elders, this is heaven activity, all right? And the four beasts, we read Revelation, these are the ones that dwell around the throne of God and the 24 elders as well. So they fell down before the Lamb. They falling down before who? Jesus, just like we are too. When you see people falling down in this Bible, you read about it before angels, the angels always tell them, get up, I'm worshiping God just like you, all right? When people fell down and worshiped Jesus, he did not tell them to get up. When people fell down and worshiped angels in this Bible, the angels always told them to get up and don't worship me. When people fell down and worshiped Jesus Christ, he did not tell them to get up and don't worship him. He didn't say that. We worship God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We praise God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We can't do it no other kind of way. Hallelujah. But it's good preaching and teaching. Still on fire, Holy Spirit of truth. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of fragrance. Fragrant odors, which are the prayers of saints. Your prayers are a sweet fragrance that God smells from the earth, because there's a lot of evil going on. That's why you ought to pray every day. Yeah, the prayers of the saints going up to God from the earth still in 2022. Verse 9 says, and they sung a new song. Yeah, sing God a new song. Yeah, you can write them one. Mm-hmm. And they sung a new song saying, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for that you were slain, you were killed, and have redeemed us, though. Yeah, you were slain and redeemed us, wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. He was killed so he could bring us to God. So you were slain and have redeemed us to God. He didn't get killed and redeem you to man or religion. He redeemed us to God by his blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. God loves all of us. Verse 10 says, and has made unto us, and has made us unto our God. So he redeemed us to God by his blood, out of all nations and people and tongues, kindreds. And he has made us unto our God kings and priests. The world might treat you like an outcast, but God says you are kings and priests in his kingdom. And his kingdom is greater than this earth. That's why you can't get caught up in this vanity and thinking it's real. It's real fake. That's what it is. It's real vanity. It's real vain. Every day you wake up, it's passing away. You get day and then nighttime. You're getting older and older. We celebrating now. Celebrating our back news. 40, 40, look who. Lordy, Lordy, look who 40. Nifty, nifty, I made it to 50. Oh, I watched Bill Bixby, now I'm 60. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Yes, sir, heavenly. I'm making it to 70. Yes, sir. 80. Oh. I wasn't shady, so now I'm 80. Yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. Mighty fine. Now I'm up in the 90s. Yes, sir. Oh. 100, 100, oh, okay, I'm sorry. 100. I'm just going to leave that alone. All right, so Revelation. God is good, ain't it? Revelation chapter 5. Verse 10. God has, Jesus has made us unto our God. He's made us unto our God. He made us kings and priests through his blood. Unto our God, we're kings and priests. You're royal to God. Don't let people treat you like that. Or don't think you are how people treat you, even if they treat you bad. Okay? Don't think you are that. Because you're king, you're priest. You're kings and priests unto God. Jesus made us that way. And we shall reign on the earth. The devil got to go. Because we the ones going to reign on the earth. Jesus is the Lord, the King of Kings. He going to see it right here and rule this earth. That right? So verse 11 says, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels, a lot of angels, round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. Yeah. The Lamb is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. He worthy of the one. Worthy of you giving him all that energy back. He get the power of God and the power from you too. He worthy to receive power. The Lamb, the Lion. Yeah. He's worthy to receive riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth. Told you, Jesus ain't nothing to play with. Yeah, somebody say Jesus ain't nothing to play with. Jesus is the Lord. Every creature which is in heaven. That's including all them angels and every creature on earth. Uh-huh. And under the earth. God, what? And such as are in the sea that they ain't even found yet. Planes crashing. Boats and ships sinking and all that. People drowning. They ain't found all these folks. So such as are in the sea and all them. It says all they that are in them heard I saying, or I heard saying, blessing and honor. All the creatures, everything in heaven and earth, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And unto the Lamb, God and Jesus getting worshiped up in here. Because God is Jesus, right? So be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Verse 14 says, and the four beasts said, amen. And if you believe this, you say amen too. Amen. All right. The four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lives forever and ever. Fall down and worship him. This child right here, see what he did? Made us kings and priests unto God, redeemed us unto God. He worthy of power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing from every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that are in them. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of Lambs. Yeah, the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah. Yeah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We'll be right back when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Examine the scriptures, we see in the picture. The underlying fact is we coming to the end. Step in the light ray with heavenly passion. We shaking the earth up, you better tell a friend. No scientific formula, so tell me, who different to the coroners? No life in the morgue, but I'm going with the Lord. In the meantime, in between time, I'll be sitting in the barracks and I'll sharpen up a sword. Continue for the faith, he'll be holding the title with Christ. No one can deliver the truth on the mic. Eternal light, spread the darkness, atonement, and fright. Cross Satan with the prayers, we're holding it tight. Unified, go to war with the... Yeah. Examine the scriptures, we see in the picture. The underlying fact is we coming to the end. Step in the light ray with heavenly passion. We shaking the earth up, you better tell a friend. No scientific formula, so tell me who different to the coroners. No life in the morgue, but I'm going with the Lord. In the meantime, in between time, I'll be sitting in a barracks and I'm sharpening up my sword. Continue for the faith, we'll be holding the title with Christ. No one can deliver the truth on the mic. Eternal light, spread the darkness, atonement and fright. Cross Satan with the prayers, we're holding it tight. Unified, go to war with the minions of Lucifer. Tell them about the Lord, deliver the truth. Hold armor when the enemy try to be brave. Blue flames when I'm stepping inside of the booth. Save you, feed the word and give them the real. Seek Christ, cause the fires of hell peel. That skin off, tell demon get off. Running with the Lord, never worship the dollar bill. The fear from the dead bones and cell phones. I'm a hypocrite, look at me, I sell those. So I minister and trust in the Holy Ghost. Wake them up in the world full of comatose. Overdose.
Somebody tell me what happened in the world. It's so tragic.
A fisher of men. Satan will make you a fisher of sin. Race bait worms, they hang on the end. Death and destruction, my Lord got a plan. Avenge all the blood that was spilled in the land for the reason of spreading the gospel at hand. Eternally infinite witness, unlimited wisdom, so limitless and holding the hand of the broken. Some are awoken, some understand. Some say they atheists, but they put faith in the theory designed by a man. That's of this teaching that's reaching the bottom of hell. As quick as it's fell, certain disaster. What are you after? Look at this chapter, breaking the spells, speaking over. Look at the cup and it all runneth over. Nah, it ain't over, setting the foe. Jesus got victory, making his history. Anointed the flow, this ain't for show. Serving the majesty, pray for the blessings. And nothing come magically, no lack of witches. And tragically, put your faith inside the Lord. My power, put my faith inside the Lord. The power.
Somebody tell me what happened in the world. It's so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened in the world. It's so tragic. Somebody tell me what happened in the world. It's so tragic.
I'm working, I'm certain I live to die in his service.
Yeah, Christ walk in this building, what?
like Christ to fall from this building. The healing of life he brought to this deal and revealing the life to call so he can light the dark just to ignite the hearts of his children. Call me back when you feel it. He broke me off of that chain gang. Through faith to grace, I became a saint. And I know for you, he do the same thing. That's why I give him that name, praise. Representing my faith gang. That's kings and priests when I'm in the streets. So KP, no gang bang. No set trip, but just text spitting. And I ain't talk about what that mag do. Feel a gust of wind when we rushing in. We get to popping off like Acts 2.
Yeah, Christ buffing this building, what? Christ buffing this building, what? Christ buffing this building.
Now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, all right? So, today's topic, this child right here, yeah, this child holds the government on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. This child's government and peace shall increase. All right? This child's government and peace shall increase and not end. Humans better recognize this child, the king, the God, they're right, the Almighty, they're right, the Everlasting Father, that's right, this child, that's who he is, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, this child, he'll give you perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. Because you trusted in him at all times. You know what I'm talking about? Easy to say God is good when things going good. But it got to get as easy to you to say God is good when things are bad. Yeah. Because he has said himself, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So even when things are bad and things are good, God is always with us. So it's all good. Yes, sir. I feel like reaching some more. With that being said, let's go ahead and get some more of these scriptures up in here. We just left off from Revelation chapter 5. We're still going to be in Revelation, but go over to chapter number 1 and down to verse number 5. Go back to Revelation chapter 1. And then verse number 5. And let's read the book together. Right? It says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, Jesus Christ is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, the firstborn, right, of the dead, swallowed death up in victory, that right, and the prince of kings, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. See, you can't explain that love. I'm talking about washed. That's why he died. To wash us away from our sins so we can get closer to God. Washed us from our sins in his own blood. And made us kings and priests. There it is again. Made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. To him be glory. To him be dominion. He the boss. He the dominant one. He the Lord. That's right. Forever and ever. Amen. Verse 7 says, behold, he coming with clouds. Jesus is coming. And every eye shall see him. Come, Lord Jesus. And they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. And I believe every blind eye going to be open that day. Because it says, every eye shall see him. Ooh-wee. Even so, amen. Verse 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord. I am the beginning. I am the ending, says the Lord, which is right now. He's present right now. He's relevant right now in 2022 and on. All right? The Lord, which is and which was. He was relevant back then. All right? And which is to come. He's going to be relevant in the future. Because why? He's the Almighty. Yeah, that's Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Go down to verse 18 before we go somewhere else. All right? Revelation chapter number 1, verse 18 says, I am he that lives. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Yeah. Yeah. This child here. Uh-huh. Hebrews. Let's go over to Hebrews. Chapter 13. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, let's get these scriptures together. Your faith in God, my faith in God, comes by us hearing the word of God. Hebrews chapter 13. Let's go hear some more of his word in so we can get some more faith in him. Yeah, this child is the son of God. Shout it. Hebrews chapter number 13. Starting at verse 5. Again, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Covetousness is greed, you know, being greedy or lusty desires, covetousness. So let your conversation be without greed and lusty desires, all right? And be content with such things as you have. See? Be content. Be grateful with such things as you have. You know what you got? For he has said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. You got him with you all the time. Talk about a best friend, an invisible friend. That's God himself. Yeah, this ain't no imaginary friend. He's just invisible. But you can see him with your pure heart. Yeah, you can see his works. It proves him. Have your faith in him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he the one said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So be content with that. Verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Who is my helper? The Lord, this child right here, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because the Lord is my helper, and the Lord is over man. So that's why I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear. No weapon formed against me. It's going to be formed, but it ain't going to work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises, okay, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says God. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Hebrews chapter number 13, verse 6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. The ones that have spoken to you the word of God. Remember those rulers, okay, whose faith follow. If you've been listening to them and what they have been saying and what God's been doing through them and everything has been increasing your faith or caused you to have faith in God and believe God more, look at them. Remember those. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Not speaking their own agenda themselves, but they speaking unto you the word of God, not religion. Yeah, not Christianity, but the word of God. The word of God is who? Jesus.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir. The word of God, whose faith follow their faith, right? Considering the end of their conversation. This is should be the end right here of their conversation. Verse 8, Jesus Christ, he the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ. Here, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus the same yesterday and today and forever. Because what he said, I am he that is, that was, and that is to come. Now he go to scripture again. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Boy, the Holy Spirit is preaching up in there today, boy, I'm telling you. Yes, sir. Verse 9 says, be not carried about with different or diverse strange doctrines. They better be preaching Jesus Christ, the word of God. All right, don't be carried away. Yeah, about with different and strange doctrines, for it is good, a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Yeah, what we don't deserve, God's love, that's grace. Yeah, not with meats, religion and stuff, which has not profited them. Yeah, physical stuff, meats, M-E-A-T-S, meat, food, and they how they restrain from it and all that. So it says not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. So they don't even profit nothing. But the word of God and the grace of God, that's going to benefit you. This child right here, bring all this to the scene for us. Job. Yeah, Job, chapter number 19, and I like this verse, and I hope you circle it. Remember it, write it down, take a picture, do something. Yeah, Job, chapter number 19, man, Job, chapter number 19. Job is right in front of Psalms, right in front of Psalms. Then you find Job, and then you go to chapter number 19, one verse from over here. Our Redeemer. Job talking about his Redeemer. He talking about our Redeemer. This child is our Redeemer. Job chapter 19, verse 25. Job chapter 19, verse 25 says, for I know that my Redeemer lives. Do you know that your Redeemer is living? Well, live like it. Yes, sir. Put your faith in him like he's the Redeemer and he's living because he is. For I know that my Redeemer lives and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. At the end, he going to be the one standing. At the end, which we're getting there now, we up in here, we going to be the one standing because we put on the whole armor of God and stand. We following Jesus. So Jesus is standing. And we are standing with Jesus. I know that my Redeemer lives and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Circle that verse. Highlight that verse. All right, Job chapter 19, verse 25. This child is our Redeemer. Isaiah 53, I'm about to get you up out of here. Go to Isaiah chapter 53. We're going back to Isaiah. In chapter 53 this time, Isaiah, chapter 53. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, just somebody who's following Jesus the Christ. We must hear and do what the word of God is saying and telling us to do. You know what I'm talking about? What's saying to us and telling us to do. Today's topic, this child, hashtag the government, is on his shoulder. Alright? I wonder why that government ain't got him on their voting ballots. Vote for these men, but not this Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who's above all men, and y'all want to reduce him to a religion, which he is not. Yeah, Jesus is the Lord, man. The Lamb of God, right? And the Lion of Judah, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Redeemer, and at the end, he gonna stand. Isaiah chapter 53, starting with verse number 3, says he is despised and rejected of men. Yeah, He's despised and rejected of humans. He's a man of sorrows. Why? Because we ain't got no business despising or rejecting him. So we the one made him a man of sorrows, made him acquainted with grief. This is how humans treated Jesus. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. You know, make you innocent. You hid your face from him, too. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Let me tell you one way, since you don't believe me, you know what I'm saying? And it's the Holy Spirit in me. One way we did that, we despised him by disobeying. And you be doing that now, don't you? Sometimes. Okay, let's keep it real. That's why we got to stay in this word. Ain't none of us, you know, perfect. Got it right. Except God. Right? So we hid, as it were, our faces from him as well. So he was despised, and we esteemed him not. We didn't look at him as Lord and Savior. Now we do, right? Surely he has borne our griefs, though. A man of sorrows. Look at it. He going through this for us. He carrying our griefs. Yeah, what make us hurt? He carrying that. And he carried our sorrows. He carried all that to the cross. Put all of that on the cross. Our griefs, our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. We looking at God, make him go through that. Help people say, man, you follow Jesus, man, you got to go through all of that. Hey, the Bible says the suffering can't compare to the glory, though. And that's what we hold on to. Yeah, this is a faith that's alive. You see what I'm saying? Because our faith is in the living word of God. All right? So, it says, verse 5, Isaiah chapter number 53, verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. That's something else he nailed to the cross. Our transgressions, our breaking the law, breaking God's rules. He was bruised for our iniquities. There it is again. All these sins. He put all of them on the cross. The chastisement of our peace. Yeah, getting whooped so we can have peace with God was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. 100% healed with God. That relationship with God first. And then he'll heal your health if it's in his will or what have you. However he want to do it. Yeah, but he'll do it. He's going to do it, whether he do it here or whether he do it in heaven. But remember, the suffering can't compare to the glory, because we do seem to go through a lot of suffering, but it can't compare to the glory. We got to keep holding on, no matter how long it takes. We got to keep believing God, no matter if the situation get worse. It don't change. See what I'm saying? Keep believing God, because why? God is always good. And another reason, God is always with us. And if God is with you, that's greater than any increase that we can get, any promotion that we can get on the earth. Hallelujah. I hear you, Holy Spirit. So, verse 5, again, this is why Jesus was bruised and wounded and killed and all that. Verse 5, Isaiah 53 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. Yeah, unto us, remember, this all for us and was upon him. The chastisement of our peace, getting whooped for our peace, was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Excuse me. That's why you should be coming back and thanking Jesus. Because he did all that to benefit you. God did all that because he loved you so much. He loved me so much. He sent Jesus. Jesus went all through that because he know he loved us too. You see what I'm saying? God is love. God is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, that's Jesus. Verse 6 says, all of us, like sheep. Yeah, you too, that right? All of us, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. See, this is the only thing that brings us all, this is equality right here. God looking at us all the same way. I'm not more qualified than you, and I've been walking with God the last 21 years. If you've been walking with him the last 21 seconds, I'm not more qualified than you. God still looks at us all the same. See, you can't get no equality from nowhere else. He made all of us and look at all of us the same, man. That be humans doing that other craziness. So we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord that's over all of us, the Lord that's over every human, the Lord that's over every spiritual wickedness in high places, the Lord that's over every ruler of the darkness of this world, the Lord that's over every principality and power, the Lord that's over every devil has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He laid on him all of our iniquities, all of our sins and wickedness, evil doings and disobedience. Put all that on Jesus. Yeah, he the scapegoat for the whole world. He still going to reject him? Somebody say, not me. Yeah, not I. From this day forward, I'm going to receive Jesus. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to read this word of God. I don't care if I got to make myself sit down. And trust me, you're going to have to do that, especially with all these distractions that's in this world, yeah, all this entertainment that's in this world these days. You're going to have to make yourself sit down with God. But it's going to be the best quality time that you ever spend. Okay? That's the best thing. God the best. He's the best. Give him the best. John chapter 3, let's get it. The last place we going today for this broadcast, John chapter 3, we appreciate you being here. Appreciate your patience. This is when the pop meets the Christ. Here we getting fed. We got fed real good. Put the icing on the cake right here. I'll give you the dessert after you done ate that right there. You know what I'm saying? Or you can take it with you. Hey, whatever you got to do. But yeah, man, John chapter 3. We're going to start with verse 16. We're going to read down to verse 21, though. And then we're going to skip down to verse 34 through 36. So John chapter 3, starting at verse 16. Read down to verse 21. Then there's going to be verses 34 through 36. All right, so let's go. John chapter 3, verse 16. Y'all know it by heart. If not, let's be reminded or learn it for the first time. Here we go. For God so loved the world. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, this child, who we talking about, should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe in Jesus, you will not perish, but you will get eternal life with God, everlasting life. You will not get that any other way. Yeah, you won't get it through religion. You can get all the religion you want and still be eternally separated from God. All right, verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. God, the one, sent Jesus here, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Stop thinking and stop listening to the lies of the devil and your flesh, thinking you can't have no good time when you're following Jesus Christ, man, please. You're going to only have a good time when you're in Jesus. All the other stuff that that the flesh tells us that's a good time and that the devil tells us that's a good time, that's a lie. Think about it. People think when they get drunk, that's a good time. Wake up the next morning, and I'm talking about head be hurting and feeling bad, and sometimes don't even know what they doing or what they did. So you put yourself in harm's way. Talking about, I had a good time. Yeah, you don't even remember what happened. Jesus didn't come here to condemn you, though. But he came to save you. God sent not his son into the world. We in John chapter 3, verse 17. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verse 18 says, he that believes, whoever believes on him, is not condemned. If you believe on him, you're not condemned. You're not doomed or headed to destruction, right? But he that believes not is condemned already. The one who don't believe in Jesus is walking under condemnation right now because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, Jesus, this child. That's right. Verse 19 says, and this is the condemnation, that the light is coming to the world and men love darkness. This is the condemnation right here. Men love darkness rather than light. Light came into the world, but men chose darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You know what I'm saying? This is the condemnation. We in John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world and men, humans, loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. That's why people are embracing the devil now and still rejecting Jesus even more now, the closer we get to Jesus coming back, because men love darkness rather than light. They love the devil rather than Jesus because their deeds were closer to the devil's deeds. Verse 20 says, for everyone that does evil hates the light. If you're doing evil, you hate the light. That's why they want you. Why you think you like to do stuff in the dark? Hey, you just like every other human. Right. For everyone that does evil hates the light. Turn the light off and get evil, huh? Yeah, all that. If he come out at night, want to creep around at night, God still see it because it ain't never night to him. Why are we sitting up here with all this? For everyone that does evil hates the light. Neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. They won't even come to the light because they know that the light is going to reprove them or correct their deeds, check them. Yeah. But he that does truth comes to the light. Yeah, out of every human, you be the one. Or you be the ones. He that does truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. Yeah, that they are wrought or worked in God. Yeah, God help us. We need God. We recognizing it. Yeah, we ones that's coming to the light. Like, no, I don't want my deeds to continue to be evil. I want to be closer to the light. You know what I'm saying? So all humans are not the same because, okay, are not choosing the same choices because some people choosing to stay evil and some people choosing to follow Jesus over evil. Now, we in John chapter 3, go to verse 34. We're reading down to verse 36, and then we finished, all right? It is finished. John chapter 3, verse 34 says, for this child, he whom God has sent, speaks the words of God. Whoever God sends, speaks the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. The main word of God is Jesus. Think about it. Realize it. Recognize it. The main word of God is Jesus. That's why Satan be trying to get folk to not say it. All religions talk about God, but rejecting Jesus, man. Yeah, Christianity too, because Christianity put the emphasis on their deeds in church instead of Jesus. So that's why we don't push Christianity. Yeah, we broadcast Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ Jesus. John chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 34 again. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. You know what I'm talking about? So, John chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. One of the reasons the devil don't want you to say Jesus is because the word of God. Jesus is the word of God, and the Holy Spirit let us know. Put an S in front of the word. What that spell? Yeah, Jesus is the sword of God. Chop Satan's head off. Chop Satan's body up. He's a serpent, snake, right? All right. Even if he's a dragon, chop him up. And chop him down, chop him up. Yep, chop him. Big ones, you got to chop them down the size, right? And then chop him up into little bitty pieces. So whether he's a serpent or whether he's a dragon, chop his head off, chop him down the side, do what you got to do. The Father loves the Son, verse 35 says. John chapter 3, verse 35. Remember, we just came from a place that said he is despised and rejected by men. Now we in a place that's letting you know God loves Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Verse 36, he that believes on the Son, she that believes on the Son, whoever believes on the Son, S-O-N, has everlasting life. So if you're not believing on Jesus, you do not have everlasting life. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believes not the Son, S-O-N, shall not see life. But the wrath of God, you're going to see that abides on him. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. This child right here, this child here, this one right here, that's the one you need. The government is on his shoulder. I'll let you next time. Keep your faith in this child, which is Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
I'm talking about. He came as a child. He didn't stay a child. But who?
Yes, sir.
Dreams, all I could ever need. I was lost off in the streets, blind to the devil's scheme, stretched out, dead in the curb, they said let it be. In my blood I was born, left and rejected, screaming at the top of my lungs, my bones restless, searching for the answer, but asking the wrong questions, dead and unaware that I could be resurrected. But you died to redeem all of my misdeeds, beautify me, go read Ezekiel 16, set me in the heavenly places, what a mystery. Sinners can be one with Christ, righteous in which we are made to partake in the commonwealth of Jacob. Not being counted against us, mama takes us. Close to the wind, my sins severed, I take them. Now I rejoice that I belong to the maker.
But we can't stop, we keep pressing regardless. So many poor, it's trapped left in the margins. Abortion, extortion, war, even carnage. Everything is false, it's stripping us naked. How do we expect this generation to make it? Writings on the wall, but false prophets will paint it as another sign that you ain't giving your paycheck. But all we need is you, we always lean on you. And all we need to do is just believe the truth. When God's kingdom moves and all things are new, then all things that do will finally reach the fruit.
Running the danger, all I wanna be is faithful in the face of gross temptation chasing me. I major proud when I rested it down on that day, cause people don't see what it takes for me to make the step in the right direction, but you do. Feast on the word every day, keeping it Bruce Bruce. Rather cop three new books instead of new shoes. Baby on that 2K set, thinking I grew through. Placed on the tile to run, praying I grew root. Now I got a brand new sim, leave some new fruit. No matter where your boy try to run, I can't lose.
Slang came from a land where they suffer from the effects of depravity like gang banging and earthquakes.
Most famous, no name, a split of brain and plain a taste for the King of Kings. I know it's a strange concept, peddling redemption, boy, what more can I say? Made me a late craving, trying to make him famous, it's not trade. Filling these 58 foot phrases that would deem us unfit to succeed among these heathens. It's so crucial in the belly of the crucible that you would understand that stage like him on his hand, yo. It's handing out cancer, that's why fame was never the aim. And the back is the front, homie, left side up, that's a concept.
Misconception.
So many misconceptions, missing a mark, misdirected, driving wreck. Listen aggressive, fueled by our false perceptions. Our methods need corrections, spitting venom in the face and violate the ones we should protect. It's an attempt to motivate, neglect our obligations. Place the blame on someone else, point out the flaws in other people and take the focus off ourselves. Those who have been abused view leadership as illegitimate, so they don't think it's necessary to play by the rules or submit. They see authority as nothing more than a power trip, and they don't want to be plugged into it. They'd rather see that power strip, get it, power strip. It's unfortunate, disproportionate. The door is wide open for false teachers to twist the truth and distort it. No examples left to follow, left to all the minds acting foolish but can't see it, so we're wise in our own eyes. The life and crucifixion of Christ is a beautiful depiction of service and submission within a leadership position. You probably have it all figured out, right? Like you're the type that believes that if you act right, then that just might make you righteous in God's sight. You've been a really good person, you follow the good book as much as you could. You probably didn't go to church as much as you should, but it's all good. I mean, you never really killed anybody, never really steal from anybody. You never lusted much, did much touching of any bodies. You never use the Lord's name in vain, and you respect your neighbor. You try to maintain peace, love your enemies, and not hold on to anger. You really believe that you could receive God's favor by your good deeds and right behavior. But you're dead in your transgressions and need a savior, cause you can never win God's approval or the removal a sinful discretion. Your righteous acts of removing God's wrath is in fact the biggest misconception.
Misconception.
My God, it's all on you. one of those, no tie, no lie, no bow tie, faux mind, get the fucking like a faux pine. He the first and the last, knew the ending from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun, when he comes sunlight, he get no shine. So high with a low bride, made low, showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide, for the lame folk on a boat ride. Can't go to be won't die, gave hope to the same folk that were hating on to be a dope guy. Most try, but it don't fly. He the lamb and the goat, true and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it, point blank period, with a T on it.
Yeah,
yeah,
for real,
my millennium.
That's right.
Yeah. Suited and booted for war.
Hooked on God, ministry over business, my nigga.
Salute to the soldiers.
Every last one of them.
My love.
Finna show y'all how to slide on Satan
Your
one
diamond.
Time. Let's go.
My gorilla's back, spinal cord, riding for the door. Christ, who I'm fighting for. In the cypher where iron sharpen iron swords, hit him lion's roar in the eye of a firestorm. Warriors, come out to play, homie, we ain't bout the game. On the enemy, we about to bang. Christ put the flame to a powder keg. Feel the power when we shout his name. Mountains move about the way. In the battle, watching giants fall. Bible is my rifle, I'm a sniper letting fire. Shot fired from a rock while I'm a fighter dog. 03 Kobe and OT, I'm a boss. What's mobbing hard? We don't take an L. Serving but it ain't for sale. Bombing on the gates of hell. Demons screaming like a scary movie. 10 toes down, ain't barely move. A soldier prepared for duty.
The revolution won't be televised. Truth is, it's already here, just in disguise. Christianity's been politicized. Who we be? H-O-G, they won't apologize. Preaching the gospel of God and we go hard to the death. Giving all to the cause until there's no giving left. Jesus said it's by love that you will truly be known. Not by the set that you bring. All them confessions you own. Producing divisions, leading the spiritual prison. Separated by walls that Jesus died to get rid of. Until oneness is manifested, no need in stressing. The church is in disobedience, how could he ever bless us? Hey. So this is nothing but a call to repent. My prayer is that you feel his presence in every sentence. From the beginning we've been sinning, the result is contention. Did I forget to mention? It's hard mob, nigga.
The apostles were brave-hearted, no fear in the A order. That's how they became martyrs. Now look at what they started. Where the saints partner way more than some vain artists. What be coming out my mouth is a sharp weapon like A. Warren. Christ is exalted, mics are resulted, right in the pulpit. You look up and I am the culprit. They is the evil who is Christian, some claiming I'm culprit. Grab the goblet of living water, don't sip it, I gulp it. Let me address some complaints, the mob has been heard. How y'all disciples trying to justify using the N-word? Dressing like you hood isn't holy or Christ-centered. Them arguments get chopped down easy, just like timber. If you really think we're misguided, keep us in prayer, bro. You can point out possible flaws, never call us fearful. Hit the streets in your city, you never there, though. The mob is famous for being in the field, just like a scarecrow.
Back in the booth, it's like Jordan in the gym. Magic, King James with the pen. Encouraging all the homies to repent from wicked ways, gotta ask forgiveness for them sins. While the opportunity still present, ill-gotten gains, knew I had to make amends. I done Willie bike, full throttle the bends, drop the range a couple inches to compliment the rims. But now I'm playing all the idiocy in life too short, like Mississippi to 10. Rugged and harsh like a hippopotamus skin. Been battle tested like one of King Solomon's men. Heard them shells coming, skipping through the wind. Collapsed in my lung, taking my wind. Thankfully your boy didn't die in his sin. For every bar spit, I gotta pay homage to him.
Christ reigns, you better bring your jacket. Homie, we came to wake the masses up, cause judgment's coming and shake the planet. Everywhere I turn, I see the book of Revelations happening. The government wanna start chip, like we in Vegas gambling. Better be covered by the blood, like a razor. Slash is smothered by the flood when the Alpha and the Omega's ravaged. I was once destined to see the premature grave and casket, but he paid the ransom. Beauty came from a gang of assholes. hooked on God, I'm a raging addict, connected to something so cold, like refrigerator magnets. Christ opens doors that no one can close. He told us to go, and we go, go. But we ain't table dancing. We know what Satan's plan is. We came to save the captives till the enemy is under our feet, like a praying mantis. Yeah. Nothing but truth in this artistry when I paint this picture. It's all salutes to them on me, but still praise the captives.
I'm here to boast with excellence, and they know it's evident with a cold regiment in the soul. Everything new and old, testament, there they go. Testing them glory soul, specialist, just a low specimen. Now that we got your attention, we paying visits to the wrong hearts, demanding repentance. Like business, we the lone shark. He drew blood, you think by way of art. I'm thinking on that tree, he bit death and so away the bark. Throwing up the lukewarm, riding with the roof on. Red with the blue on, purple, put my crew on. Hurdle, over, we on circle. Yelling, be gone, hurt you. Whether be calm, virtue, better see Psalm 116:15, don't cry for me, mama. Like killing the judges, tell me who gon' do the honors. Abba, got me now, I'ma be with the clouds. Coming back with King Yeshua for the last and final round now.
I'm hearing laughter, it's Dracula's castle. Reading chapters of Matthew, playing catch of the statue. Pastor for the master, I will fracture your cash. Pray faster, prepare for the rapture because I have to. The help of my been a factor since the grass. Disaster when it passes, these actors are captives, acting last two. Check the statue record, I'ma crash 2 days after. Find him shining with Christ, cap tooth. He's still hopping out the denialies for the top wasabi. Them chops can ride and leave your average Joe sloppy. Godly face stretching Pilates, his hobby catch a soul for the body. Probably praying with Roddy's who with the folly. I'm confident and cocky, Apollo and Rocky. Do you copy? Holy Spirit, hot, no need for Molly. God got me sliding through the dirt, Kawasaki, right. Fishing for crappie. I put the gospel over top.
I done put in so much work, got a musty flag. Still got a 45 with a rusty mag. Still hanging with the gangsters, I must be bad. God knows what I be on, so he must be glad. Hit the town, spread the word, I ain't new to that. Used to move weight white like Snoopy back. Transporting 40 birds in a moving bag. Stop dancing with the devil, now Lucy man. Came out the mud like pig feet. Hog mobbing, shoot a face out with a 6 week. I used to roll up sour and switch weed. Deep in the trap, getting off work like sick leave. Big strap poking my hip bone. I used to switch up spots like a flip home. Now I'm in the house of the Lord. Come for me in this home, my grip chrome. Throw your head back like flip phone.
I be tailgating with shell case. Ducking them black hearts with pale face. Got niggas in jail facing no bail cases. Pacing, praying that heaven forget they hell race. So I'm pushing the line until the line hurts. They still tryna ponder the way my mind works. Cause I'll bring a convoy, your con man, to a concert and turn every convict to a convert. Wounds of a friend, homie, sin will hang ya. And Lucifer could spin on my middle finger. Whether the pen or a dinner bangers, I get it in. On my mama said, mama, I ain't no entertainer. Christ reigns, let the storm rip. I've been sinning since the womb, I was born sick. But his tail turns heads like a coin flip. So we could all come, no porn flip.
We out here. Hog my millennium. Are y'all in for a drink? Let's eat.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
And if he's there, then I hope that he's pleased with me. This is not done easily, I cook Mike. But the rhyme books that I write change since the Father's aim is to see Jesus Christ look alike.
Come on, guys, now please, that you bust Glocks, rock in your socks, spot hot on the block, stay ducking from the cops. Yeah. Not moved by your Hummer 2, with rap will plumble you. Hope these bars trouble you, cause you're in trouble, dude. This
do as it flews on your late night peruse. Beastly like a zoo, eating men like Jews. Peanuts, see young bucks, buck wild. Copy the ghetto style, though the ghetto foul. Please, man, your tag ain't diggy when you drunk and you crash into a tree in a frenzy. High off weed and Remy, wanting more like Demi. Lead a club on your cine, watch some chicks acting friendly. AIDS wakes from your first blind date, cause it was a blind date, you walk in a blind face.
Come on.
Please, man, y'all listen. Living reality, y'all wishing. Death strokes, y'all all kissing. All missing when judgment day comes, cause you can't stand in judgment, not believing in the sun. Please, man, I want him to be pleased when he comes. Not works, just faith in the sun. Come on.
Creep slip niggas, I don't want him to be green. Watch, it is the pleasure of a God force people to use his word like a measuring rod. Truth and Jay Silas, we're indebted to God. We can't pay him just to get some president's God.
Nah,
it's gotta be more than that. So why the weed is being passed as people are looking to see what pleased them in the past. What was it, what did, what does, what does it, what's he love, what bugs him. Watch, and as we look through the lens of the past, we remind that God was pleased with the skins of the calf. At last, he can overlook their guilt and throw their sins in the trash. But since he's no longer using the blood of bulls and goats, and he's revealed how many of a bull can approach him, get close to him, host him, post about him. From his perspective, be identified as wholesome. We've taken full advantage. He's so pleased with us now that if he comes in a second, me and my bulls have vanished. And me, Christ in the air, or throw rice in the